Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hi, Kay. It's John. Welcome back. How are you?
Hi, John. Oh, really? So glad you're calling. Thank you.
Well, you called in when this came up the other day, and you were eating up all of the time for my calls. So I said,
I'm sorry.
I said, Kay, I have to put you on hold, and let's reconnect, and we can just talk more specifically about your organization. What's your background? Are you a teacher?
Nope. My mom said I was born a teacher, but I just can't stand stuff being wasted. So in 1990, we started this little group called Scarce. And in 91, we started the Book Rescue. And schools, libraries, families, stores bring us books they no longer need.
Wow.
And teachers come and choose them, and not-for-profits come.
Mm-hmm. So you've done it for almost 30 years.
Yes, sir.
And that was before the internet was widespread, so it's probably even easier for people to connect with you now.
Right. It's much easier. It's still hard for people to figure out that we really do have good books. And sometimes I think people think driving to Glen Ellen would be a wild goose chase. But when they get here and they see the textbooks and the value of the storybooks, and they're, you know, there's a lot of languages spoken in Chicagoland area. We have, you know, bilingual books, and it's just amazing what people donate to us and that teachers can have.
So your idea is to collect not just books, but also school supplies, office supplies.
Yes. Yes. And, John, people are so great. People are downsizing, like you were saying, when you move back from Minnesota. So people are downsizing, and they find they've got a box of construction paper, or retired teachers. Oh, they bought construction paper when it was on sale, and now they're not teaching. So teachers and families, businesses cleaning out closets and cabinets and shelves, they'll find their business doesn't use that color yellow copy paper anymore, or whatever, pens that don't have their website on it and things like that. And so they give us those items, and then teachers can come and choose those items for their students.
I remember when Samsung closed an office here, and you can imagine what a big corporation would have to staff a major.
Oh, my goodness.
And we went up there with trucks and gathered all the stuff they were going to give us. And then we just brought it to an individual school. But that was kind of a one-off. I didn't know about your organization. It would have been maybe wiser to give it to you and let you distribute it. But how do you decide who gets the stuff then?
We ask teachers and not-for-profits who are going to come, if they call, and on our website it says, to please bring an ID so that they are, you know, currently a teacher or working with a not-for-profit, just for a little bit of proof, right, that they're working, because we want to help kids. And I don't care what school it goes to, and I don't care what a not-for-profit needs. As long as if they are working for a not-for-profit, we can donate our items to them, and they can help their kids, their families, their clients. We've worked with jails. We work with a great group that gets books for kids who are getting chemotherapy treatment. I know you were just talking about cancer, and we work with the Pediatric Oncology Treasure Chest Foundation. I believe it's in Orland Park. And they send books and little gifts to kids getting chemo in 56 hospitals across America. I don't have a way to do that. So working with that organization, we can partner, and they can get those items to kids across the country. So we're kind of the middleman. Businesses give us things, families downsizing and decluttering give us rulers and pens and pencils and things. And we have fabulous volunteers, and our team is really, I think my team is extraordinary here. And we get stuff sorted and organized, and teachers come every single day, John, and get supplies.
Mm-hmm. So what do they mostly drop off? Describe your store to me. What do you have there?
So we've got sort of a very large garage that we call our warehouse. We need a lot more space, John. We would love to have more space, but people drop off books. So let's say you're cleaning out your parents' house because they're downsizing. So there's books and there's rulers and there's yarn and there's craft things that they, you know, they bought craft supplies and then it got put in a box and put away. So art supplies, you know, those kinds of things. So people bring us a variety of things, and our volunteers and our staff, we sort them, organize them, so all the pencils are together. We check every marker that comes in, John. We don't want teachers choosing markers that are dried up, so we have volunteers who check every single marker. When it's been checked and it's still got ink in it, then it goes into a bin, and teachers can choose all of those that they need. So it's mostly, you know, office supplies and books. And then we are very fortunate to get musical instruments. So this month in August, we've had three schools come and get musical instruments from us, and we were able to help two schools get baby grand pianos for their schools.
Jeez. Somebody gave you a baby grand piano?
Two in August, yes, sir. And we don't have room here, so we match
yeah,
up
really.
The family.
Yeah.
We match up the family who has the baby grand with a school that needs it. And then the family and the school then works together to get it moved and so forth. And some of the families are fortunate enough to, they'll actually pay for moving the baby grand and to get it tuned. Some schools, they need to pay for the transportation, but you're still getting a baby grand. So that's kind of fun. But we've had three tubas come in and all kinds of things. We also work with a group that does guitars for veterans. They have over 100 locations across the country. And so when guitars come in here, we have one of our volunteers who plays the guitar, and he can tell whether it's a pretty good guitar, and then we'll contact them, and they come and pick it up. And it's a post-traumatic stress disorder kind of music therapy program, and we've been thrilled to be able to help them get more guitars and guitar picks and guitar strings. So really, anything that is clean, safe, and working that will help a teacher or a not-for-profit, that's what we try to do. One of our biggest challenges is getting books on the shelves fast enough at this time, because when you have 20 to 60 teachers come in every day to get supplies, thousands of books leave every day. So just getting them out of boxes and onto the right shelf so that teachers can find what they need, that's a challenge for us, because it's a lot of books that need to be sorted, and we sort them really well. Teachers have chosen over 7.5 million books from us, John, already.
Really? From your garage?
From our garage, yes, sir.
You don't have multiple locations throughout Chicago?
Oh, I wish. No, we're a wing and a prayer kind of a place, John. I wish we had a bigger place. I wish we had more locations, but we're right here in Glen Ellen, and that's where we've been. Started it in my garage in 1990, and got into this location.
This is a residential area?
No, when I first started in August of 90, and then we're in an office complex here in Glen Ellen on Roosevelt Road, and so we've been in a basement for the first bunch of years, and we have to go down in a basement and pull up books from down a tiny elevator. It was really crazy, but it was sort of a, if you build it, will people really bring you books, and if you build it, will teachers really come, and
well,
yes,
do
teachers
want,
do come.
In terms of books, do you want textbooks per se, or, you know, classroom books, or what about my nonfiction books and fiction books?
Just any book. We take
stuff.
Any book, paperback, hardcover, text, reference, any book, because we know that if you put books in your recycling bin, they're going to go in the garbage. And so they don't have really book recycling through recycling facilities. So we work with a great company called Environmental Recycling, and they take books that are damaged. Or, you know, the old encyclopedias where Custer was still a good guy. We don't put those we don't put those out on a shelf, right? And then we have some fabulous volunteers, because some of the books we get in here, John, are not for a high school library or anything. They're novels, but they're not those kinds of books. So we have some volunteers that organize the very special books that are autographed or from 1898 and those kinds of things. And so they help us with an antiquarian for really old books and autographed books. And we have a used book sale for books that are not school kids' books, right? And that helps us pay the rent, because our rent is $7,000 a month. And so it's hard to pay the rent, right? So
okay.
We have a little used book and used record sale. But teachers come every single day, and they find art supplies and pens and markers and crayons. We just had a company in Addison, Earth Friendly Products. They did a school supply collection for us, and they brought in brand new crayons and markers, and we got those to a program here in Glen Ellen called the Glen Ellen Children's Resource Center. So we work with back to school fairs. We feel really fortunate that we get to help so many kids have what they need to start off the school year.
This texter says, Scarce is amazing. That's your organization. I taught in an alternative high school with a small budget for 20 years and never had to order techs or science equipment. I got everything from Scarce. John, does Scarce take Christmas cards? Lots of questions and comments here. Let's do this, because some of you want to know how to donate. Some of you want to know how to get it. So where is it and how do you do that? Let's answer that next. I got a minute or so left with Kay McKean. She's from Scarce. Kay, if I want to give you some stuff, how do I arrange that?
So give us a call or give us an email so we know what you've got, and let's make an appointment for it to come. If it's one or two little boxes of things, that's great. But sometimes people bring whole vans full, and we're not that big. So we kind of make an appointment for people to drop things off. And that's really great, because when people do that, then they come and have a tour and see all that we do, and they really understand us better.
Scarce is a nonprofit that will take the school and office supplies you have and get it to other nonprofits and schools. Teachers can go in there and just pick the stuff up for a recommended $5 donation. What's the address of your place?
Our address is 799 Roosevelt Road in Glen Ellen. It's a odd little intersection. There's a new Panera in our office space, and there's a new CVS pharmacy. But we're on the south side of Roosevelt, and some of those AP, those apps on phones, they put us on the north, on the wrong side. But we're in Glen Ellen on Roosevelt Road and Route 53 and Building 2, and we're here Monday through Friday, and we're here several Saturdays each month. And we just want to reach as many people as we can so kids have a good school year, right?
Amen to that. Okay, and you got a website with information, too?
We do, www.scarce.org, S-C-A-R-C-E.org. And, yep, we are so grateful for donations of good, clean things for our kids, and we are so grateful for teachers who take their own time to come and choose things. And we feel pretty privileged to get to work with the people who are trying to make kids' lives better. We love what we get to do.
This is a Chicago organization doing good. Let's help them out. Okay, Kay McKean, stay in touch. Let us know if we can do anything for you down the road.
Thank you so much, John. Have a great day.
Scarce.org.